Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Game time.
Cassidy is from Marshfield. Good morning, Cassidy.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. So, Cassidy, first of all, I feel your pain. It's Cassidy with a K. So you're constantly having to tell people with a K. It's annoying, right?
Always.
Yep. I get it.
How dare people not know the hard consonant that you're working with?
It's Carson with a K. That's all I'm saying. Also, Kennedy, listen to this. Poor Cassidy.
Poor Cassidy.
I know.
Because you're making it about you. Poor Cassidy. Indeed.
No, you didn't let me finish, Kennedy.
No.
Her big boss is coming in today from California. Like the guy with the name on the building.
Ooh.
Like that big boss.
Yes. All right. What do you do?
So we're like setting up like a huge breakfast for him, like banner, the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
And everybody has to come into office. Yeah, we all had to get dressed up instead of like our casual outfits. But
I've met
him before. He's a nice guy.
Put the tights on.
When the boss comes in and all everybody's wearing suits and everybody's like, you got a job interview today, bro?
Why you got makeup on?
You okay?
That guy's loaded.
All right, Cassidy, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please get out of the studio?
I will. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Cassidy with a K. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Kennedy's got 2,977 wins, 248 losses, and she is now over there in that soundproof booth. Question number one. Dancing with the Stars. Spoiler alert real quick. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
We don't want your anger texts.
Right. Karamo Brown? Is that how it's pronounced?
Karamo.
Karamo Brown from Queer Eye got the boot last night. Where do new episodes of Queer Eye air?
TLC.
Question number two. Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones celebrated her birthday over the weekend with Jason Momoa and Kit Harington.
Stop.
Jason Momoa stars as which DC Comics superhero?
I don't know that one.
Question number three. Dan Castellaneta. Celebrating his 62nd birthday today, he is the voice of Homer Simpson. What is the name of the bar Homer likes to drink at on The Simpsons?
Oh, my God. Wait, I know this.
Take your time. Okay. No?
No, I don't have it. Nope.
Question number four. In his posthumous autobiography, Prince takes a shot of two of today's most popular artists saying, and I quote, "We need to tell the music industry that they keep trying to ram Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran down our throats, and we don't like it, no matter how many times they play it." What was the name of Prince's giant estate that he passed away in?
Oh, my God.
Cassidy with a K.
I'm doing so bad.
I hope your boss isn't listening in the Uber on the way to your
business. I know. Jeez, I don't know.
All right. Question number five. Louis Capaldi's Someone You Loved has dethroned Lizzo's Truth Hurts and is now number one on the Hot 100.
Yes.
Where is Louis Capaldi from?
Wow. These are hard questions today.
This is going to be an Mel with an M. Need an answer.
I don't know. Well,
all right,
this is literally a mouth.
Let's get Kennedy back.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Cassidy with a K got 0.
Oh, no way.
Out of 5.
So you know what that means, Kennedy.
Mel, 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 Mel.
Wicked Wick. Girl, I hope you better with your boss. That's a Mel.
I feel bad for Kathy. I feel like it's all in her brain that her boss is going to be there.
I know.
I know.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
You bet.
A Dancing with the Stars spoiler alert. Karamo Brown from Queer Eye got the boot last night. Where do new episodes of Queer Eye air?
Netflix.
Netflix is correct. 1-0. Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones celebrated her birthday over the weekend with Jason Momoa and Kit Harington. Jason Momoa stars as which DC Comics superhero?
Aquaman.
2-0. Question number 3. Dan Castellaneta, turning 62 today. He's the voice of Homer Simpson. Name the bar Homer likes to drink at on The Simpsons, Kennedy.
Moe's.
Moe's is correct.
Come on, Cassidy.
3-0. Question number 4. In his posthumous autobiography, Kennedy, as you reported, Prince takes shots at Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran. Name Prince's estate where he passed away.
Paisley Park.
4-0.
Still on the bucket list.
4-0. Question number 5. Lewis Capaldi, someone you loved, has dethroned Lizzo's Truth Hurts
and is
now number one on the
list. Let's go, Lewis.
I love it so much.
Where is Lewis Capaldi from, Kennedy?
Scotland?
He is from Scotland.
Woo!
That, wow. That hurts.
I was beat down.
Huh? Yeah, that's
tough. I didn't. You guys act like I do it on purpose.
Oof. Big bully, you. Oh,
yeah, that's me. I'm rubbing in your face, Cassidy. I'm going to spell your name with a C. Because I'm bad.
You no longer spell your name with a K. Kennedy's taking it away.
Yes.
You can spell it with a K, but I'm only going to spell it with a C.
All right. Well, Cassidy, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets to go see AJR on November 16th at Aganis Arena. So you enjoy that, and best of luck with the suit coming in today for that meeting, okay?
Yeah, hopefully that goes a little better than this game went.
Cassidy, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Cassidy from Marshfield, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Put her on the spot.
She jumped in the ring.
You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her.
Body blow. Knock him out.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
All right, Dave is from Hopkinton. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Hey.
Dave's got the whole crew in the car this morning. Who all's in the car?
I got my kids, Noelle and Luke, and my wife, Amy.
Hi, everybody.
It's a family affair.
Love that.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Dave and the crew, will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
All right, Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck. What is it, 4-1?
Thank you.
I like the mods.
Kennedy's out here tearing families apart.
Five pop culture.
Noelle is 3 and Luke is 1. So.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely lean on them for all the answers.
A lot of Paw Patrol in this game.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. And you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,978 wins and only 248 losses. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Popeye's Chicken will start selling their famous chicken sandwich again on November 3rd. The original release of Popeye's Chicken Sandwich started what was known then as the Chicken Wars on the internet. And it was with another restaurant Kanye West just rapped about recently. They are also closed on Sundays. What chicken restaurant is it?
Chick-fil-A.
Question number two. Today's National Cat Day. What is the name of the cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Salem.
Nice job, wife.
Love that.
Nice job, Amy. Amy's winning.
Thank you.
Question number three.
It is
Taco Tuesday. Which hugely popular athlete posts a Taco Tuesday video with his family every Tuesday and even tried to trademark the phrase?
Athlete.
Come on, Amy.
Come on, Amy.
Noel, Luke, where you at?
Yep.
The
little kid. Maybe answer. No.
I'm letting Pete down.
That's all right. Question number four. Actress Gabrielle Union turning 47 today. She's married to which former NBA star? Dave's just given up.
I've totally given up.
Happy wife, happy life.
Dave's not here, man.
Basketball player.
She's not wrong.
No.
Oh, I think I know this.
Kobe.
No.
All right, question number 5. Jared Padalecki from Supernatural was arrested for being a drunken mess and fighting with people at a club in Austin, Texas. Supernatural has been on for 15 years now and stars two brothers, Sam and Dean blank.
Mom.
Sam and Dean mom is not the answer.
Don't put your back here.
Mommy's trying to beat Kennedy right now, Luke.
Come on.
You got anything?
Cats.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
So much.
Yes! We were terrible.
All right. There's a lot going on here. Kennedy?
Yes.
Dave, Amy, Noel, and Luke got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Well, Amy got 2. All right. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Popeye's Chicken will start selling their famous chicken sandwiches again on November 3rd. You may remember Chicken Wars recently. Kennedy, which other chicken restaurant were they in a war with that Kanye West just rapped about? They are closed on Sundays.
Chick-fil-A.
Yes, that is correct. Did you see their new billboards for Popeye's Chicken?
Nope.
They put it up right next to a Chick-fil-A billboard, and there says closed on Sunday, and Popeye says open on Sunday.
I really want to try that sandwich, so I'm not going to lie.
Tied to 1, quest number 2. Today is National Cat Day. What is the name of the cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Salem.
Tied to 2, quest number 3. It is Taco Tuesday. Which hugely popular athlete posts a Taco Tuesday video with his family every Tuesday and even tried to trademark the phrase?
LeBron James.
That is correct.
He was garbage for trying to trademark that, too. Taco Tuesday is for everyone.
You're right, Dan.
Taco Fall. He could trademark Taco Tuesday.
That's
but
not
he
bad.
Wouldn't because he's a nice man.
3-2. Question number 4. Actress Gabrielle Union turning 47 today. She's married to which former NBA star?
Dwayne Wade.
That is correct. Dwayne Wade. Dave, you hear that?
Dwayne Wade. Yeah, got it.
He's like, sure.
4-2. Question.
Larry Bird? No.
Question number five. Jared Padalecki from Supernatural was arrested for being a drunken mess and fighting with people at a club in Austin, Texas. Supernatural has been on for 15 years and stars two brothers, Sam and Dean blank.
Oh, come on, I've only watched every season. Stop yelling at me. It starts with a W. I can't.
Winchester, Kennedy. I'm sorry you get that one incorrect. You still get the win, though. 4-2. Nice job. I'm sorry, Dave, you don't get the cash. But I do have a pair of tickets to see Hozier on November 13th at the Wang Theater. So, Dave, you guys have a pair of those tickets. You enjoy that show, okay?
All right, great.
All right, Noel.
Beth to babysit for us.
Ooh. Okay.
She's listening.
So now we got Beth on this, too, the babysitter? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
So five against one.
Five against one.
Bring it on, people.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Dave from Hobbiton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Annie versus rock and roll.
Pop music. It's really more Annie versus Carson. What it really boils down to, I feel.
You can as long as it's funny, I'm in. Can't beat her.
Funny for who? You're going down. You think you can, but you
can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time. All right, let's see. I think I have Jackie here. Are you there, Jackie?
Yes, I am.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It says here you are watching your 4-year-old niece all day today.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're going to, like, spoiler, candy, chocolate.
Well, her sister's birthday is on Halloween, so we're going to go get her some stuff today.
Love it.
What is the 4-year-old being? I'm sorry, I don't know her name.
Rory for Halloween. She was a witch.
Oh, so she already had Halloween. Yeah, a lot of people did it this past weekend. All right, yeah. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Jackie?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's okay. 5 pop culture trivia questions, and you know the deal. You get more right than Kennedy. I'm going to give you $100. Kennedy with 2,979 wins, only 248 losses, and she is over in that soundproof studio, cannot hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. John Legend and Kelly Clarkson have recorded a duet of Baby It's Cold Outside for the deluxe edition of John's 2019 holiday album, A Legendary Christmas. They both currently are judges on which show?
The Voice.
Question number 2. Tom Selleck was originally supposed to play Indiana Jones, and now there's a deepfake video that makes that happen. Who ended up playing Indiana Jones?
Harrison Ford.
Question number 3. A pregnant Ashley Graham says she needed baby powder to get into her Jessica Rabbit Halloween costume.
That's amazing.
Jessica Rabbit is a character from which movie?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
It's a classic.
Question number four. UFC star Conor McGregor says he wants to fight 50 Cent because 50 Cent made disparaging memes about him and posted them on Instagram. What does UFC stand for? It's kind of funny.
It's the most 2019 thing to ever 2019.
Oh. Go look those up. Yeah, what does UFC stand for?
UFC.
Yeah.
United Fight Club? I have no idea.
Question number five. Dave Chappelle received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on Sunday night. Jon Stewart, Sarah Silverman, Chance the Rapper, and Bradley Cooper were among those in attendance. Name the 1998 classic stoner flick Chappelle starred in.
1998?
It's before Annie was born, I think.
How High?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. All right. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Jackie, I think, got 3 out of 5.
All right.
These are hard. You ready?
Yeah.
John Legend and Kelly Clarkson have recorded a duet of Baby, It's Cold Outside. He's got a holiday album coming called A Legendary Christmas.
They're clever.
They are both currently on which TV show as judges?
The Voice.
That is correct, Kennedy. I thought that song was a little inappropriate. Hadn't that song become a thing that's like a little inappropriate?
Yeah.
People,
like the undertones of it?
People had said that, yes. Right. But I think if we look at anything, you can start ripping it sure. pieces. So why don't we just remember it as a wholesome song?
And if we're going to bring it back, it's Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson. That's the
long.
Only version of that song.
This is the one time you and I will agree.
Tied at one, question number two. Tom Selleck was originally supposed to play Indiana Jones, and now there is a deepfake video that makes that happen.
Isn't that crazy?
That would have been different.
Who ended up playing Indiana Jones?
Harrison Ford.
Tied at two, question number three. A pregnant Ashley Graham says she needed baby powder to get into her Jessica Rabbit Halloween costume.
Same.
She's a character from which movie?
Jessica Rabbit? Yes. Oh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Tied at three. Question.
Oh my God, I don't
Sorry
know.
About that.
She's with Tyra.
Question number four. UFC star Conor McGregor says he wants to fight 50 Cent because 50 Cent made disparaging memes about him and posted them on
How
Instagram.
How dare they?
What does UFC stand for?
Oh, Ultimate Fighting Championships?
4-3. Question number five. Dave Chappelle received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on Sunday night. Jon Stewart, Sarah Silverman, Chance the Rapper, and Bradley Cooper were all in attendance. Named the 1998 classic stoner flick Chappelle starred in.
It's not Dave's
You hurt
You're
my
cool,
heart.
You're cool. I'm out. Oh, I can't. I don't know it. What is it?
Half-baked.
Ah! Hey. I want Funyuns and a pizza.
4-3 is the final score, Jackie. You don't get the cash, but I do have some concert tickets. Lucas Graham, November 10th at the House of Blues right here in Boston. So you're going to that show. You enjoyed, okay?
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jackie from Swansea, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.